The Genie Show Monday Mocha Special is where I chat to an inspiring individual from someplace in the world. They tell us their journey, some inspiring tips. It's literally like having a coffee with me. So join us. You can even eavesdrop on the story.
Shh, be very, very quiet. It's Ginny. She's in her natural habitat. Yes, she's with someone, but who is she with? All we know for sure, it's Monday, and she's drinking a mocha. It must be Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
Okay, so I've just gotten off on the Wall Street stop here in New York City. Whoa! All these suits are just coming at you. They're on their phones, texting. I think that guy over there is actually Facebooking. Excuse me, sir. Oh, okay, he didn't hear me. Excuse me, sir. Do you know where Todd C is? Okay, sorry. All right. Oh, look, there's the bull. Oh, I really want to get a photo where I put my head in its butt. Okay, no, Ginny, focus. You're in Wall Street. You're in the financial district, or as they call it here, Fight Eye. Let's go find Todd Sears. He's a CEO of Out Leadership, an amazing organization teeing up corporations with the LGBT community. So, Todd, do you drink coffee?
Do I drink coffee? I do drink coffee, and I love the coffee in Australia. It is like nowhere else.
What kind of coffee do you drink?
I generally do Starbucks, which I know is a sacrilege for Australians, and I take it with Splenda and milk.
In Australia, what do you drink?
In Australia, I drink anything that I can get from the little coffee shops. I never go to a Starbucks in Australia.
Do you notice that there's a difference?
Oh, it's massive. It's so much better. It's stronger. I'm kind of wired the entire time I'm in Australia. And the sweetness is really fantastic.
Do you hit the snooze button when you wake up?
I do. I plan on 2 snoozes every morning.
2 times. So would you say this is a strategized snooze button hit?
It's a strategized snooze button hit. It takes my brain a little bit of time to wake up, and I'd rather plan for that rather than getting up immediately and then having to dive in and wake up. I'd rather sort of slowly wake up and get my bearings, and a double snooze lets me do that. So it's 2 9-minute snoozes, so 18 minutes, and I build that in.
Todd, you're a very busy man. You travel quite often and have frequent calls scheduled all around the world. Do you have any form of spiritual practice or meditation?
Yeah, so I do a few things. I do meditate. I have an app on my phone called Headspace that I use, which is, you know, a daily meditation, guided meditation, et cetera, generally 15 minutes, which is helpful. I also just love to read. I'm generally reading 3 or 4 books at one time, so I'm trying to sort of, some of them are more work-related, some of them are more escapist, but I find that's very, very helpful, just to sort of get my brain out of the day-to-day.
Who's someone who's left a heartprint on you?
From a business perspective, from a life perspective?
Anyone.
Well, one person that comes to mind is actually someone I'm going to see tomorrow. My boarding school high school teacher, who was one of the first people that I came out to when I came out in boarding school in Virginia. And I'm heading back down tomorrow to speak to the entire student body about being out and being a leader. Mr. Reimers, John Reimers is his name. And he was one of the first people who actually showed me that I could be gay and I could be a leader and it wasn't a bad thing. And to sort of embrace who I was and all that that meant. Looking back, you know, when you're coming out, you're questioning everything about yourself, about who you are, about who you're going to be. And I think that's a very scary time. And I think you're very lucky if you have someone in your life who you can reflect back on and who can be there to tell you that things will be okay and that you aren't actually all that different. It's just one more piece of information you've discovered about yourself. So I was lucky to have that person. And I've had many, many of those people along the way.
Do you take the phone to the bathroom with you?
I do not generally take my phone to the bathroom with me. I feel like that's the one place that you can not have a phone and be okay about it. I think, yeah, if you can't take 20 seconds away from your phone, I think there's a different problem.
Have you had any friendships or relationships that you've outgrown? And what's some advice that you can give to someone who's going through that?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if I would say that I've outgrown friendships, but I think friendships can be cyclical. And based off of where you are in your life, whether it's you're, you know, new in a relationship, I think too often or very often when people get into a new relationship, they sort of forget their friends for a period of time while they're really nesting with that person. And then they sort of reintroduce themselves to their friend group in this new relationship-focused way. I think also from a career perspective, people's careers take off at different times. So if you're suddenly buried in work and your friends don't understand, or they're buried in work and you don't see them as often, I think they just go through cycles. I think for me anyway, the true friends are people who actually know that about me and know that about my work and know that about sort of how I care about them. And if they're a true friend, you may not see them for weeks at a time, but you pick up where you've left off. So I think the cyclical nature of friendships is something that is just to be understood. And I don't think it's really a pejorative thing. I think too often people are like, feel that, you know, there's something wrong with a friendship, for example, if you don't actually get to see people as often as you might have in the past.
Are you the kind of person that checks for reactions for your social media posts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not rabid about it. I made a decision years ago that my social media was going to be primarily work-related, so around LGBT equality, LGBT inclusion, and sort of my life in that space. And I've built an entire global company around sort of my view in that. So one thing is that it's hard to sort of differentiate Todd Sears from Out Leadership from LGBT equality. So when I post something, like today I shared the picture of myself and my husband with Mr. and Mrs. Obama, President and Mrs. Obama, and the context there was thanking them for the work that they've done around LGBT inclusion. It is important to me that people do see that, because from a Twitter and a Facebook perspective, I have a lot of friends across the political spectrum. So I'm always interested to make sure that there's sort of an inclusive message that comes out of my posts.
Are there any exercises you hate doing?
Squats is a popular one. I don't know. I mean, I actually kind of really enjoy exercise. I used to be a spin teacher, actually, when I was a banker, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
And I box 2 or 3 days a week now and have a trainer. And so I enjoy, that's probably the other thing other than meditation that and reading that sort of gets me out of my head and keeps me sane is actually being able to exercise. So I'd have to think about, I can't think of an exercise I don't like.
How did Out Leadership come about?
Well, the motivator was not just with Out Leadership, but when I left investment banking and went into private banking at Merrill, as a private banker, I had to put together a business plan for how I was going to bring in $1 million a month of new assets to Merrill Lynch. And so you have to have a target market, or you have to have a way to get to that market. And in 2001, no one on Wall Street in the United States was focusing on the LGBT market. And so I looked at that and I said, well, that's kind of a missed opportunity, because not only is it a highly wealthy organizational sort of structured community, but also there are specific financial issues because of the discrimination that exists at the federal and a state level. And so I put together a business plan and went after it. And ultimately, in 4 years, created what became the first team on Wall Street in the U.S. to focus on the LGBT community. And we brought in about $1.5 billion to Merrill from the LGBT market. And what was exciting to me about that was not only that it was a success and I could keep my job and, you know, I got kudos from the firm, but to do that, I made the firm aware that they had to be LGBT supportive, that we could not go out and bring in business from the LGBT community without being LGBT supportive, without having non-discrimination, without having exclusive domestic partner benefits. And also sponsoring organizations in the community. So when I started, Merrill had never sponsored a gay organization in 2001, which, by the way, was not unique. And 4 years later, they were spending almost $3 million to support LGBT organizations. We had non-discrimination based on gender identity and expression and many other things. And then we had a team in 7 cities all across the U.S. with about 250 financial advisors who were supporting the market. And so that was a big driver for me, not just because it was a business imperative, but I was able to really convince a command and control Irish Catholic 92-year-old firm that had never been bought, sold, or changed, really, that this mattered to their bottom line, this mattered to their clients, and that it was something that they actually embraced. And so I've taken that sort of, not just that learning, but that understanding that LGBT is a business issue and that you can actually drive change from a business perspective through everything I've done since. So whether it was being head of diversity at Credit Suisse or starting Out Leadership, the whole framing is really around business, talent, and equality.
Tell us about the initiatives at Out Leadership.
Yeah, well, so when I started Out Leadership, the first initiative was called Out on the Street. We launched Out in Law, and then we've launched Out Women, which focuses on LGBT women globally in business, Out Next, which is focusing on the next generation of LGBT talent, and Quorum, which is focusing on increasing LGBT representation on corporate boards. So I've launched all those initiatives, and we started here in the U.S., then we expanded to Europe, then we expanded to Asia, and we were the first LGBT SAT summit ever in Asia. We launched in Brazil in 2016, and we launched in Australia, in Sydney, in 2016. And we're going back to Australia this next year, in addition to New York, London, Hong Kong. So it's New York, London, Hong Kong, Sydney. And the summit brings together senior LGBT and ally business leaders from across the 72 companies that are members of our leadership. And the conversation really is around business, talent, and equality, those three pillars, but really in that order. And the framing is important because I want companies to understand that this is a sustainable business opportunity for them. It helps because they have the right talent, and equality is sort of the output and the fulcrum to actually make that happen. So I don't want companies to sort of engage in the work because it's the quote-unquote right thing to do, although of course it is. I want them to engage in it because it matters to their business, and that makes it sustainable. That makes them come back year after year. And so sort of peer-to-peer, every summit is hosted by a CEO. So the CEO of HSBC, Tony Cripps in Australia, hosted the first summit, and he's actually helping bring together other CEOs for this 2017 summit to join him to actually host the summit, which I think is really a powerful message that a CEO of a firm really wants his competitors to collaborate with him around this Out Leadership Summit because it matters.
Sounds like with all this travel, you've clocked up a few frequent flyer miles.
There are quite a few frequent flyer miles, and I think that's one of the ultimate ironies of this job because obviously I fly a lot, I get the miles, and the last thing I want to do is spend frequent flyer miles to go fly more.
Monday, Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.